So start by thinking of someone that's a benefactor to you or someone that you have a naturally positive relationship with. Someone who inspires in you a sense of natural appreciation or love or joy. And take a moment to picture this person in your mind. Notice how you feel when you think of this person. Maintaining some contact with this person, your sense of connection with them. Repeat these phrases towards them. Just to yourself. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Just a light blessing towards them. Not overthinking the phrases, not trying to force any particular feeling or result. And just repeating these phrases. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Just repeating these phrases towards this person. If you can, embodying the spirit of loving kindness and positive regard. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Just continuing, repeating, it's okay if it feels dry or abstract at first. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. moving next to someone who is more neutral in your life. Could be a mailman, an acquaintance, coworker, someone you walk by in the street, someone who doesn't stir up a positive or negative reaction in you. Doesn't matter who, but let yourself visualize a neutral person. And continue repeating these phrases towards them. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Again, embodying the message of these phrases. If possible, connecting with a sense of unconditional positivity, loving kindness, and continuing to repeat the phrases again, even if they're dry, even if the feeling is abstract at the moment. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Appreciating that it's a little more difficult to have that kind of attitude towards someone that you don't have a natural positive relationship with, but that it's still possible. Just repeating the phrases. Staying connected with that positivity, that friendliness, that kindness. As a final step, moving towards the not good enough feeling. Noticing where it is in your body. Noticing whether it's active at the moment, maybe quieter. if you can't find the not good enough or you're not certain, just let your attention settle on the part of you that is the most activated or constricted, energized right now. Maybe the part of your body you carry stress in. Let your attention settle on this part of your body. Recognizing that it's a part of you that's suffering in some way. Might be something you struggled with for a while. And repeat these phrases towards that feeling, towards that part of your body. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Not asking anything of this part of you, not trying to force it to feel a certain way. Just quietly relating to it with kindness, space. Letting it be exactly as it is. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. If it helps, you can put your hand over this part of your body. Using that touch as an expression of self-kindness. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Continuing to repeat the phrases regardless of how you may feel or how challenging it may be to connect with the self-compassion. Just returning to the intention to be kind and gentle with this part of you. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease. Using the words to connect with that attitude of friendliness. Recognizing that it's often very difficult to be open and compassionate with parts of ourselves that we've struggled with, wrestled with. We may have a lot of judgment towards. And trying anyway. May you feel safe. May you feel loved. May you feel at ease.